When I was 22, I got an entry-level position deep inside the belly of a financial services corporate headquarters. Even though I was on the bottom, I set a goal to be in a corner office of this skyscraper within 10 years. To me, a corner office was the quintessential corporate success symbol. It would be proof that I had made it in corporate America, proof that I was significant, proof that my work mattered. I was full of ambition, but off to a slow start. The company had applied Henry Ford's assembly line model to my department. Everyone had a single task to do over and over and over again. 8 hours each day, and I hated every minute of it. I initially thought, I'll just work hard. I'm good at working hard. If I work hard enough, I'll get promoted to something better, and I can still reach my goal in 10 years. Over the next couple of months, I discovered a couple of key problems with my plan. First, and most painful to admit, I wasn't actually good at my job. I was supposed to process the 40 to 50 applications that came in each day by entering all the data from the applications into the computer. Are you bored yet? I almost fell asleep just explaining that to you. After about 3 applications, my mind would start to wander. I wonder if I would get caught if I started playing Snake on my cell phone for a few minutes. I wish I could listen to the new Coldplay album right now, but I left the CD in the car. Focus, Bob. Get back to work. You only have 42 more applications to do, and then you can leave. And so on and so on. Picture, if you will, asking a 3-year-old to sit still and not make any noise during church for 8 hours. That was me. The second flaw in my plan was that my competition for the next promotion had been doing this job for 10 or 20 years. They knew how to handle all the unique scenarios that came up, and there were many. And like you would expect, the veterans were a lot faster. To top it all off, most of them didn't seem to suffer from shiny object syndrome like I did. So, if you were the boss, who would you promote? The relatively new kid who is slow and constantly distracted, or the veteran who knows all the answers and is focused and efficient? Pretty easy decision. After another year of hard work and struggling, I finally landed a small promotion. That's when I realized my chances of landing a corner office were slim if I stayed in this department. If I wanted to advance my career, I would have to find a way into a department with more growth opportunities. Thankfully, I was nearly finished with my bachelor's degree in business. I thought, this will get their attention. As soon as I have this framed and embossed piece of paper that cost me $50,000, HR will be pushing high-paying job offers in my face left and right. Now that I was a college graduate, it was time for me to make some real money. I was feeling good, and I was strutting around like John Travolta from Staying Alive, blessing a variety of hiring managers with the privilege of being given my resume. And just for fun, do yourself a favor and Google John Travolta strut to see what I mean. To my horror, no one seemed to care about my college degree. Every department I applied to was more interested in hands-on experience. After applying internally for numerous positions with no success, I finally landed a position in a new department. I watched Ivy League grads in their 3-piece suits walk the halls in a setting that looked exciting, fun, and incredibly lucrative. This was it. This was the big time. The starting pay wasn't much better than my previous job. It was basically a lateral move, which is pretty disheartening, but I tried to stay positive. After all, it looked like there was a lot more room for growth in this department, so I decided to stick with it. I soon discovered that I wasn't really in the department that I thought I was being hired for. We were on the same floor, but the social standing of and opportunities for each group were very different. After a year or two, I became painfully aware that the people on my side of the cubicle wall rarely advanced out of this department. Almost all my coworkers were lifers who had been there for many years or decades. I found myself pigeonholed into a position with very little room for advancement, much like the previous one, pretty much a dead-end career path with few transferable skills. And to make matters worse, I found that I wasn't good at this job either. I felt trapped. But it was all about to change. One day, the perfect job opening came up outside the cubicle walls. I immediately applied. It would be a huge pay raise, about a 40% increase. It would likely lead to other promotions. Surely this was a breakthrough that I'd been praying for all these years. I went through 2 successful interviews. I knew the hiring manager and had worked closely with him in the past. Plus, I had more college education than anyone else applying and more experience to boot. In my mind, I was the only applicant who made sense for the position. Every metric pointed to me. I was so confident that Lynn and I were already planning on how we would spend the pay raise. I still remember the exact time of day, the paper stacked on my desk, and even how many clouds were in the sky when I received the mass email from my boss congratulating a coworker of mine for getting the position. It was the slow motion gut punch that dropped me to my knees. I felt like I was stuck on a desert island, and the only plane I had seen in years had just flown by. I was devastated.